This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I love to hear stories of the underdog. I love to hear the stories of what you call a regular or average person doing things. Those are my favorite stories because most of our listeners can relate to that. And most of us feel that way, right? At some time or another. So tell me, I want to hear a little bit more though. Tell me a little bit more about your travel and some of the things that you learned. I mean, you traveled over 80 countries around the world, 49 of the 50 states. Tell me about some other things that you learned from different people as well as having the time to think of some of the driving forces as you traveled.
Well, Derek, I think you just nailed it when you said two things. Traveled around meeting people is one, and then time to think. I think those are two critical things that a lot of people miss. And you don't have to go to 80 countries to get it. You can meet interesting people right in your own town. But we, especially with the busyness of, you know, being connected electronically and running around with between jobs and if you have kids with the kids, I think not enough people really take that time to spend serious time alone. And that's when we examine ourselves and we find out those deep embedded cravings that we've got to do things that we don't even know are there until we take time for ourselves. But so for my travels, I've done some crazy ones. I studied anthropology as an undergrad at UCLA, and then also at grad school, and that took me to South America. The first time I studied a group called the Aluku in French Guiana, Suriname, and then the second time I went down, these are 3 months each, I went deeper into the forest and worked with a tribe called the Wayana, a group of Amerindians. And I was the first non-Indian some of them had ever seen. They still hunt with a bow and arrow. They're semi-nomadic. And so that was a definite, you know, eye-opener as far as different cultures that are out there. And hitchhiked from London to Zaire. That was even before South America. Got a job in Japan at a Green River College, opened a branch campus there in 1989. And I went over there to work, and I was the same age as students, but I had the privileges of an employee. So that was loads of fun. Boxed in Thailand for a little bit and taught English in Paris, Thailand, and Japan, including that trip I mentioned. And so it's just been literally seeing opportunities and chasing them. And the first big one was Africa. And nobody again, I wasn't privileged in any way. I didn't say, hey, mom and dad, I want to go to Africa. I'm 19 at the time. I want to go to Africa. And they wrote me a big check and said, have fun, and patted me on the bum, and off to Africa I go. I said I want to go to Africa. They said no. I spent 8 months doing two things, mowing lawns and convincing them why I should be able to go. And in the end, I raked enough money to get a ticket to London and had little left. So I hitchhiked down from London through Spain, crossed Gibraltar into Morocco, and ended up in Central Africa.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.